The Defense Information Systems Agency, which runs the web conferencing service, says it was caught off guard by the spike in demand. DoD created Defense Connect Online in 2007, and it's seen steady growth since then, but use shot up more than 30% in just the last couple months, according to John Hale, DISA's Chief of Enterprise Applications.
We had planned on expanding the capacity of the current system this summer, and because of the budget restrictions and travel restrictions, as everybody's pointed out, the usage of the system kind of skyrocketed over the last 60 to 90 days. So right now we have the ability to handle 4,000 concurrent users on the system at any one time, even though we have over 800,000 users of the capability right now. And that is a hard limit at this point. So the 4,001st user is getting denied the capability to use the service right now.
Hale says DISA has been hurriedly adding more servers to its existing data centers to add capacity to DCO. It plans to turn those servers on by next Friday, doubling the system's capacity to around 8,000 users. That's the short-term fix. Eventually, DISA wants to transition what's turned out to be a popular service into an IT architecture that's a lot easier to scale up when demand increases. Dr. Jennifer Carter, DISA's top acquisition official, says that could very well mean moving the service to a private sector cloud provider through DISA's new role as the Defense Department's cloud broker. The commercial offering would have to be approved through the federal government's new process for certifying the security of cloud services providers, known as FedRAMP.
And one of the things we've been working on is establishing the ability to leverage commercial cloud opportunities for more services and capability development and delivery. So we are continuing along that path. We've developed security models and assessment approaches to support that. And as more vendor opportunities are there that have been FedRAMP approved, there'll be more opportunities for us to take advantage and leverage commercial capabilities. And we're continuing to look at opportunities to open that up for a broad range of acquisition opportunities.
Until the short-term and long-term fixes are in place, DISA says it estimates that during peak usage periods, roughly 4% of DCO's users are locked out or kicked out of the web conferences. Those peaks tend to happen on Wednesdays and Thursdays, when the military's combatant commands around the world hold their regular meetings. To save computing capacity for those commanders, DISA's told its own staff to hold back on using DCO until the problem's fixed. Alfred Rivera, DISA's Director of Enterprise Services, says all of the department's enterprise IT offerings have seen a surge in demand as online collaboration takes the place of canceled meetings. But because of the way the other services were architected, DISA hasn't seen any performance problems with its products like Enterprise Email and DEPS, DISA's implementation of Microsoft SharePoint.
So Enterprise Email was initially built to address the initial designs up front were originally designed to build to support a 1.5 million user base, knowing that the end objective is to address the whole Department of Defense. So we didn't see that challenge occur with Enterprise Email. And similarly with DEPS. DEPS was built not at that scalable level, but with the scalability in mind in terms of, you know, building it in a pod-like structure like Enterprise Email, where every 200,000 users, we just simply add another component of the pod across the infrastructure. So we've built that up front, and that has minimized any challenges like we had with DCO.
And Rivera says it's important to bring that scalability to DCO, not just to support a surge in online versions of traditional meetings, but for new uses the DoD IT community has been finding for the tool.
The trend is not necessarily just simply the collaboration piece from a meetings and sessions perspective, but we also see a lot of use by the operations community as part of their troubleshooting for systems across the whole enterprise. So not only within the DISA family, but across the enterprise, you see a lot of people exercising this from what I would call a triage perspective and working out problems across multiple communities. That has been adopted by a lot of folks, and that's why we've seen that growth too. So it's a combination of both, you know, people exercising it from a web conferencing and data sharing perspective to a use of information sharing and collaboration for working out problems and troubleshooting systemic issues across the department.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.